It's throttled.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it on cell phone maybe tomorrow, and we'll figure out, you know, what we need to do to get you straightened out. But let's do this. Mr. Ed is in there. He's got his antenna moved, and he is wanting someone to give him a signals report. So how about maybe making a call out to Ed and see if you can help him with his signal report. Over.
Forgot his call. Can you tell me his call real quick, Ted?
8RON. WD8RON. Over.
Copy that. WD8RON. This is KO4 WWZ.
WD8RON. I'm going to give you a short count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Over.
I've never heard that before. Thank you. It looks like you had it out of size on me.
Let me make sure I got it. How about this? Sometimes when a station asks for a signal report, tell him what you hear. He when he's transmitting, he cannot hear his station. So he's asking you to tell him what it sounds like. So if you hear white noise, or you hear sizzle, or you hear cracking and popping, tell him that. Tell him what you are hearing. And if you're having a hard time picking it out, ask him for about a 5-second dead key. And that means no count, no noise. Just have him hold the mic down for 3 to 5 seconds. And just listen to a dead carrier and see if that will help him pin it down a little better. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Let me make sure I got it. Call Mr. Ed back and tell him what you need to give him a proper report, or as proper as you can. Over.
Copy that. Whiskey Dump at 8RON. This is KO4WWZ. Can you give me a 5-second JP, please, sir?
8RON. Wilco. Silence follows.
D8RON, KO4NUE. Over.
8RON. Over.
Okay, Ed, hold the button down for 5 seconds on the mic, but don't say anything into it. We just want to listen to the carrier. Over.
D8RON, this is KO4WWZ. Do you have a little bit of noise and a little bit of popping in there that you are readable? Over.
Down for about 5 seconds then, and I'm getting a signal out. I'll hold it down again and give a count without saying anything. Okay, I'm back now.
QE. Chandler, let me get my thoughts together. WD8RON, this is KO4NUE. You got a little bit of cracking and popping, bacon fry or sizzle on your signal. However, your voice is very audible, very readable, and not much to worry about. How copy? Over.
WD8RON, I have you loud and clear. I've changed my antenna a couple of times while you two were talking. Initially, I was getting everybody loud and clear, but no bars, my receiver. I went up and moved it. Now I'm getting two bars. Still, you're loud and clear. So I've moved it back from our original position, which was almost due east. So now it's about 15 to 20 degrees towards the south. When I had it due south, I was getting no bars from anyone, but you were still, I could receive a 6640 with four bars on mine, and it goes up to five bars.
I think you're close. If I recall, when I was there yesterday, when the repeater identified, I want to say that I was getting about 3.5 bars when it identified. It was yesterday daytime, so I don't know. I think I'd try to tweak it just a little bit. But like I said, Ed, I think it sounds okay. Over.
Too loud and clear. I got 6640 tonight with four bars. I'm getting two bars from you now, but it's still loud and clear. I'm putting out 50 watts.
Roger that. Well, I think you did a great job on the antenna. I think that was pretty neat. And it was a pleasure to help you with it. It really was. Over.
Hey, with the Anderson, yet as far as transmitting, but I could hear them tonight, so I'm going down the frequencies to see who I could hear.
Roger that. So, all right, Ed, let me get back to Mr. Chandler and help him just for a little bit. KO4WWZ, this is KO4NUE, over.
Copy that, Chad,
QSO. Ed said a word in there when you told him to do something to his radio. He said Wilco. Did you hear that? Over.
Yes, sir.
So, do you know what Wilco means? Over.
We'll cooperate.
We'll comply. In other words, we'll do. Over.
Yes.
So let's go to number two on the list real quick. What was number two on your list? Number one was coax. Number two was what? Over.
Leaves.
Anything about the leaves? Over.
No, sir.
Okay, so that one off. All right, so what was number three on the list? Over.
Other vegetation.
The
last station to the
repeater. Topo
man. Exactly. So can you do anything about that? Over. Well, hold on. Let's don't mark that off the list so quick. So, no, you can't do anything about, you know, mountains. I don't know of but one person that can move mountains. But how about trying to answer the question, do I have topo in my way? And that's going to help you to do, if you know the answer to that question, that's going to do what for you? Over.
Gonna help me know if maybe I should raise my antenna or not.
Could. I don't know that you're gonna be able to do too much about that height. Because costly thy habit as thy purse can afford, right? So, as Mr. Larry always says, everything affects everything is rule number one. Rule number two is costly thy habit as thy purse can afford. Rule number three is, if you know the answer to why something is doing or something that is not doing, that at least makes it a little bit easier to accept why it's doing it, right?
Right, yes, sir.
So in my mind, KL4NUE, so in my mind, if I know that there is absolutely nothing I can do to fix this problem, but I know why it's doing it, that allows me to close that out in my mind and move on to the next step, because I know there's nothing I can do about leaves. But if I know that leaves are causing my problem and there's nothing I can do about it, I can say, hey, I need to leave that alone because I'm just not going to win that fight, right?
That's right.
It's okay to... Oh, how do I word this? Sometimes it's okay to pick a hill to die on instead of just, you know, just accepting things that okay, well, that's just the way it is. Sometimes it's better to know why things are that way, and it's easier to accept the limitations of your station, because there are limitations to every station, period. That's just the way it is. But if you understand what those limitations are and what's causing it, then it's easier to accept, right?
Sure.
List of three things on the list tonight. Coax, leaves, topo. So, you can go to, for number three, you can go to Google Earth and plot a pin, put a pin on where the repeater is, and then put a pin on your location, and zoom in on the map. You can even draw a straight line with the software there. So, my question to you is, for question number three, or problem number three, how far are you from the repeater? Do you know the answer to that? Over.
Maybe about anywhere from 20 to 40 miles away.
Let me ask the question again. Do you know how many miles you are from the repeater? Over.
Not exactly, no. I'll just go ahead and say no on that.
Right. Well, that's okay. That's okay. So, I think to put things at rest in my mind, I would want to know that. I mean, you know, if I were at your station, I'd want to know what my distance was. And then the second thing is, I would want to know why or what is in the way between me and the repeater. Is there, you know, is there a mountain in the way? Is there, you know, am I in a bad spot or so on and so forth? So, right? You understand?
Yes, sir, and I actually just remembered that repeater book will tell me exactly how far my location is from this repeater.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you use every tool that is afforded to you as an operator to use. You can also use QRZ. I'm pretty sure you should be able to type in, well, I don't know about that. I don't know if you could type in the repeater's call sign and QRZ and it tell you. That's something I'll have to check into. But that's where I would start with problem number three is identify how far I am and identify, you know, is there, am I just in a bad spot? Because here's what that's going to do for you. If you know that you are, say, there's a small mountain in your way that is 500 feet above, or let's say it's 100 feet above your antenna, do you think that spending another $30 to get the antenna up 10 more feet is going to help you?
Hey, Darwin. Shot of mine with the different locations of the repeater. Actually, the mountains that they're on, they're not the actual location, but close enough. I used Google Earth, and that gave me the distance to the various mountains from my location, so that's something he might use.
Good mount.
Sure, I got it, Chan. What I'm trying to tell you is that when you decide to resolve something or to engage in trying to fight it or solve the problem, you want to know how big that problem is first, and if that's something that's winnable. Now, if it's winnable without spending a lot of money, or you can test without spending a lot of money, then, hey, go for it. But if, you know, getting that antenna up another 50 feet is just not going to happen with PVC, that's going to take a substantial structure that's going to cost a lot of money. So, I guess my advice to you, from what I've learned, is try to pick the ones you can win, and the rest, you either have to spend money or you have to accept it. And I've learned real quick, it's a lot easier to accept than to just have that never-ending fight, right?
Comment.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Go ahead, Harry. Let me hear it.
Stacy, go easy in here. I've been listening to you, Chad. Oh, you're doing a pretty good job there. I will agree with you. Where my house is at, I am at the bottom of a little hill. And when I look east, I look up that hill. When I look north, about, I don't know, 50 feet on the other side of this little creek. There's a rise that goes up about 30 or 40 feet, and I, looking west and south, it's pretty clear. And I did some looking around and checking and whatever and figured out that it would be cheaper for me to sell my house and move up to the top of my street than it would be to put up the 90-foot tower that would make it worthwhile putting up a tower. A 50-foot tower would get me up about even with the street that's behind my house, which means I'd still be looking through the dirt. As Andy said, location, 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 pocketbook. He left out pocketbook, which you added in there. So, but anyway, that's my situation here. And after I figured out that my lot's not big enough to have a guide tower that tall, I'd have to put the guides in the neighbors' backyards, and I don't think I want to go there. And if I put a wad of concrete in the ground big enough to hold up a 90-foot tower, that would take up a big portion of the yard on one side of the house, and the wife was not real friendly with that. So I was back down to accepting the way things were and doing the best I could and having to come to grips with the fact that there were some directions for my house that I was going to have to depend on propagation being real good that day if I ever want to work in that direction. And that's just where it is.
That was the easier thing to do, is to accept that there's some countries in this world that I'm never going to work. But figure there's, what, almost 300 countries. So if I only miss maybe a dozen that I can't talk to, I've still got the rest of the world to work. So with that, Chad, it's been an interesting conversation. We'll turn it back to you. And Chandler, just keep learning. Keep learning. It's KC4EZN.
KI4LZN. If y'all seen where I live, y'all would wonder how and where I can talk to anybody. Luckily, where I live here, this Caesar's Head stuff, Sassafras Mountain stuff, and Glass of Mountain stuff out of Pigeons ain't too difficult. But like last night and earlier today, I was trying to work somebody on the 9-4 machine on Paris Mountain. I could hear the repeater pretty good here, but I can't do anything with the repeater good enough for them to hear me and me throwing 50,000, I don't have that much, but 50 watts into this diamond atom, and they couldn't even hear me. I said I liked the way they described it. I heard them describing it last night. I was some kind of unusual propagation, and they couldn't even recognize who I was. So, as we said about location, it means everything. In my case, where I'm at here, stuff on Paris Mountain, me working repeaters over there from here, is very rare. KI4LZI.
This antenna talk has me thinking about the simulated exercise we did with the EOC. Topography. It has a lot to do with ham radio, and it kind of makes me think about how the older cell phones depended on cell service in a line of sight kind of way.
Whiskey's Zulu, this is WT8RON. Question, what kind of power supply are you using?
I'm using AK's homemade power supply. So it doesn't really have a brand name to it. It's just the one that AK built.
Noted.
I got it plugged into a 120 wall socket. Negative is black and positive is red. The tab that does up is grounded correctly. As far as I know, I didn't connect the radios to it, so I couldn't really tell you, to be honest.
So your power supply, does it have a wing nut for putting a ground wire onto the power supply?
I don't see anything for a ground wire, although I just turned the fan on for it, I think.
Seeing his power supply, can you tell if it's grounded?
No. How do I word this now? So, with the grounding, there's two tasks that Chandler needs to complete. One is get the coax buried, and number two was to get the rest of the supplies for to ground the station, which is the clamp and the wire, right? We're back to it's up and it's running, and I'll do it tomorrow, right?
Right.
So tomorrow is here. And now you add number four to your list now. Is, okay, well, you know, maybe it's a grounding problem. Is if it is a grounding problem, is that something that you can correct? Is that something you can do something about?
It is.
Four things on the list right now. There are three of them or 2.5 that you can do something about, right? So now you're at an impasse. You're at a crossroads. You've got to make a decision. Do I accept what my station is doing and just keep on moving with it? Or do I figure out a plan of action to tackle one of those and then go do it? So which one are you going to do?
Figure out a plan of action.
Good job. So your plan of action is going to be for which step? Number one or number four? Over.
Start with number one and try and bury the rest of that coax, and then go to step four and try and dial what I need to get my station grounded. And then if I need to do anything else with the coax, I can always redig, pull it out, disconnect it from my radios, and figure out what links I need to take off of it, and go from there.
Let's back up a step here. So we're talking about step number one, which is the coax, which is something you can do about, you can do something about possibly, right? Okay, so we wanna see how much power is being lost in the coax, and we also wanna pull another SWR measurement. That's one way to test. But before we do that, what do you need to do?
Bury the coax.
Go to YouTube and let's watch some videos on what the SWR meter, you know, what it does and how it works and how to calibrate it and things like that, right?
Yes, sir.
I see a couple of those videos. Do you get a rough idea of maybe a really rough idea of maybe what's happening there? Then we're going to talk on the cell phone and get a better plan on what needs to be done about step one, right? All right, good deal. So that's the plan for step one, right, is to watch some videos on SWR meter. And here's what's going to happen when you watch those videos, bud. You're going to have more questions. You might get one or two of them answered, but it's going to open the door to more questions. And that's where you want to be. You want to always be asking questions, because when you're asking questions about that, you want an answer, and when you get that answer, you can step up a notch on your learning. And eventually, when you get a lot of those questions answered, you're going to know what's going on with your station, or when your station starts acting up, and it will, you're going to know what to do, right?
Right. QSO, NKO4WWZ4ID.
KO4NUE, WDA4N, KI4LZI. And N4DJC and KC4EZN, hopefully. So, okay. So, that's step one, right? We kind of got step one resolved in our mind, what needs to be done about it. And am I correct so far? Over.
You are correct, USA.
Down to step number four. Grounding, right?
That's right. And what kind of clamp did you say I needed again? Can you Can you send me a text tomorrow of the kind of clamp that I need for that ride?
I'm pretty sure I already have. I'll look back on my phone and see. But you will need the grounding clamp, and then you'll need some grounding wire, and then we'll need some kind of bus station or grounding station to go, you know, to the radios, to the switch, and to the power supply, right?
Right.
Cool. With step four, you know what you got to do. Get the clamp. My suggestion is go to Lowe's, talk with the guy there at the electrical section and tell him I need a clamp that goes on grounding rod, and he'll take you right to it. I think these, but they're pretty common. He'll know exactly what you're talking about. Then you're going to have to figure out how many feet it is from the ground rod to get inside your room. And that's going to be probably around 10 feet. So you'll need 10 feet of that. And then you got to have the grounded strip to ground everything on your station to, right? Remember talking about that?
Yeah, so the grounding strip was kind of being like the front of my power supply where we got the wires hooked in.
Peter Arwen.
Good.
From your equipment, like the power supply to the bus bar, if you will, braid is a good idea rather than just hard wire, because hard wire, the right size, is hard to work with. Braid is difficult to find and expensive. However, if you go to an auto supply place and you get braid that goes, a braid grounding strap that goes from the hood of a vehicle to the body, and you can get them in different lengths and different widths, and they will be less expensive than if you order them through one of the radio supply places.
Great. Dad, I'm not familiar with the green. I'll have to look that up. Thank you, Ed. And by the way, Ed, you got a lot of noise coming in with you. I don't know if maybe you should change the direction of your antenna or not.
Playing with the direction of it, trying to get a better signal.
KN4DJC.
KO4NUE.
Just thinking, his signal really doesn't sound that bad at all. If he's not having trouble getting in, and with 50 watts, yeah, of course, he wants to do the things that you suggested him do. That he needs to do that anyway, just to prevent any future issues. But, yeah, the audio is pretty good on it, and the signal's not bad on it at all, really. So, yeah, I don't know how much he really needs to do, but there's always a possibility there's something else wrong with it. But the less you do, the better sometimes.
Well, make sure I got it. Mine's about 1 o'clock. I was talking with him, and it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. About from one to two. So something's changing. I'm not sure what it is. But you know, that's what I've noticed so far. But tonight, you're right, that's not an issue. But between 1 and 2 today, it was just about uncopyable. Over.
KI4LCI. I want to tell you something else I've noticed too where I'm at before. You get the wind blowing, You get all the leaves on the trees. And sometimes when it's raining, sometimes you get all those three factors together in there. Right here where I'm at, it plays havoc on VHF and especially UHF signals. So, was the wind blowing earlier today? I wasn't really paying attention, but if it was, that could be a factor too. KI4LZI.
Andy, the wind wasn't blowing. Not that I've noticed.
On the mountain, that repeater, those folded dipoles are mounted off on the side of the tower up there. And they, even though they're mounted tight, I've seen these antennas up there with Mandel when he was working on his stuff up there for this repeater. They're mounted off on a mount, off on the side of the tire. Those folded dipole antennas are. Even though they're put on there tight, they will take and sway some in the wind. And that can play havoc with RF signals up here sometimes. KI4LZI.
Go ahead, comment.
For BXB Chandler, I was listening to your conversation around the 1 o'clock time frame, and you also mentioned that your transceiver was warmer than normal. Is it the same temperature now, or as it was around 1 o'clock?
Who knows? And I'm very surprised. I also figured out how to turn the fan on my power supply. It was also very warm as well. And I'm surprised I did not burn my fingers off disconnecting the toilets.
From adding to your problem, the evil interference too, that can also block up your signal. And one thing you also might want to try is to actually get somebody to actually look at if you're getting dirty power, because if your components aren't getting full power to work the way they're supposed to, then the components don't work right.
Chad, can you relay that? You got a lot of noise behind you. I copied a little bit of what he said.
Roger that. He said to add number 5 to your list, which is figure out a way to cool your radio down and see if that helps. QSL?
I was thinking about that. And what I've noticed is that this transceiver does not have a very large heat sink that I can see on the back of it. And I just want to know, do you know how to make maybe a larger heat sink to go on the back of this radio? QSL.
$5 fans, about 5 inches in diameter, and stick it right in front of the radio. Pick it up off of the desk so that you got airflow under it, and put that fan blowing directly on it. Over.
Copy that.
Another thing I want to say to you, and then I'm gonna secure my station, but I want to make sure Jerry's in there. N4DJC, KO4NUE. You still in there, Jerry?
Roger that.
Okay, so last thing I want to say to you, and Jerry, I need some backup here. When you got the power supply that AK built, and we installed it in the station and got everything working, you followed me out of the truck and you said, you know, hey, appreciate you helping me today, but I just want to let you know that
I will not be spending any more money on my station. You remember saying that? Over.
Yes, I do.
If you're going to live by those words, I have some advice for you. When you secure your station tonight, and let me back up and be clear here. If you have made the decision not to spend any more money on your station, then when you secure your station tonight to go to bed, unplug them, pack them up, and put them in a box. Because I can tell you right now, that's not going to work. Am I right, Jerry?
Oh, a deep rabbit hole.
Want to spend is like you wouldn't believe. KI4LZI.
KC4EZN.
Oh, that's dragging them all out.
Up a Yagi. I have a mountain that I have to look through. I told you that I was down in a hole and I can't afford that 90-foot tower. And our club repeater up here is 6.8 miles away from my house. And I had a one of those Comet-type J-poles up, and I was having to run either mid or high power, which is 20 or 50 watts, to get that 6.8 miles. Now, I am talking on that same antenna to you right now with 10 watts, and you are about 100 degrees off the side of that Yagi. So whatever signal report you've got on me, you're getting the worst of that antenna. But anyway, that $100 Yagi was a whole lot cheaper than the $20,000 90-foot tower. But keep in mind that I just mentioned $100. So like you say, if you're not going to spend any more money, pack it all up, and I'll stop right there. KC4EZN, everybody have fun. We're going to go, I don't know what the cue signal for going to bed is, but we're going to do it. KC4EZN.
Y'all go ahead and carry on. I got to take some insulin, too. It's about 11. KI4LZI.
Yeah, I got to get to bed myself, but I'll finish talking with Tab real quick.
Thanks for the support, Jerry and Harry. I knew I'd pull Harry out, so I'm just telling you the way it is, bud. I know you're trying to save your money and all. I get it. Trust me. But, you know, it's just one of those things you know, you're going to have to do. So, one other thing I want you to do for me before we shut things down for tonight is you got a piece of paper and a notebook, a pen and a notebook in your ham shack handy.
Just a second.
This is what we're going to do, okay? So, Harry and Jerry and Andy and Lloyd have hung around tonight to contribute to your growth. When they, you know, hang around after the rag chute to give advice, they are contributing to you to make you and your station better. Do you agree with that? Over.
Sure.
Okay. So, men like that are not going to contribute to your growth if you don't take what they say and apply it. You understand what I'm saying? Over.
Yes, sir. Can you repeat that one more time for me, though?
Roger that. So what I'm trying to say is that if you don't show interest and don't try to apply what the wiser operators are trying to teach you, they're not going to take the time to teach you, right?
Yes, sir. Kind of like when I bought those Motorola's and stuff, which was a very dumb idea.
Well, that's we don't, you know, let's just keep that. We all learn lessons, and you know, our worst wounds are self-inflicted sometimes. Trust me, I'm the world's worst at that. But that's not where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this is that when experienced people contribute to your growth, what I want you to do is take that notebook that you've got and that pen, and I want you to start you a rule book to keep in your station. And I want to be the first to contribute rule number one into your logbook. QSL?
QSL.
All these people that's listening that's contributing to your growth tonight, they may ask you to put that in your logbook, because sometimes I have a hard time remembering things. So I have to write things down, and that's really helpful for me. So rule number one in your logbook tonight is don't, now it's going to be a lot of rules coming over time, okay? And some rules may make sense and some may not, but here's the first lesson I have learned the hard way. Rule number one. You prepared to copy?
Sure, go ahead.
Talk when you are tired. QSL?
No.
Number one. And as you progress in this hobby, we're gonna grab that book you got, and we're gonna add some more rules to it. And some of these more experienced operators, they're listening tonight, and they're gonna say, "Okay, Chandler, you remember, you know, you started your rule book. Grab your rule book out, and this will be rule number 23." But I want you to write them down, so that you can, you know, see that in your mind, is that I learned a valuable lesson not too long ago. Don't talk when you're tired, because you just, you know, sometimes you might say things that you shouldn't have said. Not meaning to cause harm, it's just, you know, you're tired. And that's a pretty good lesson for me, that, you know, I wanna pass on to you. So you got it in your book, right?
Yes, sir. And KF4WWC5U KF4NUE WD8RNKF4LCI NK4DKC and oh goodness, I can't remember the last station's call. I apologize.
ADN and KO4PXB and KO4NUE, right?
Yes, sir. I took your call out there, Ted.
Okay, buddy. You're doing a great job, and I am proud of you. I really am. You are coming right along, and you know, just don't quit. You know, you get things like this that become an annoyance can end up being a bigger problem if you don't address them quickly. So you have recognized that there's an issue, and you have some things on your little, you know, troubleshooting card that you can do to try to rectify possibly what's going on with your station. But, okay. Okay, now let me make sure before we end tonight, okay? What does rule number one say?
Talk when you are tired.
So we'll save another night for another rule, but that'll be rule number one for tonight. And next time we have QSO, I think I know what the next rule is going to be. Costly thy habit as thy purse can afford. But we'll save that for another night, for another lesson, and I'll tell you a hard lesson I've learned about that. But for tonight, I think we need to probably call it quits. What do you think?
Yeah, I need to get to sleep. I got to get up at about 5:30 in the morning to get to the bus shop.
Roger that, I understand. Okay, bud, I've enjoyed it, and you're doing great. And, you know, we'll help you get your station straightened out, but I want you to learn to do it yourself. And that takes help. I got that. But you need to be striving to be able to manage and maintain your station, so that when you are in a situation where you can't, you know, quickly access help, you know what to do, right?
Sure.
All right, good deal, good deal. Okay, well, listen, I'm gonna close it down. I'm gonna shut my station down. I'm starting to show my tired, as Larry says. So, this is KO4NUE. 73's to you, sir, and everybody else that might be listening tonight. I'm going to secure my station. I am clear.
Good evening. Good talking to you, both of you. You guys have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow, probably, N4DJC, clear.
WWC, this is WDRON.
Wait a minute.
If I give you my email address, send me an email, so I'll get yours, and then I have a site for you to look at when you get a chance. My email, I spell Kilo, November, November, Oscar, Tango, X-Ray, @gmail.com. Do you have that?
I was getting my notepad up when you started telling me that. Can you do it again very slowly, please?
I spell Kilo, November, November, Oscar, Tango, X-Ray, @gmail.com.
K-N-N-O-T-X @gmail.com.
Now here's a site that you might want to look at about grounding. It has all kinds of good stuff. A lot more than you want to get into for some stuff, but one to go through as far as stations. I spell whiskey, 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 .November, Oscar, figure one, Papa Charlie, .org.
Daddy dot November Oscar Victor 1 2 C www.nov1tc.org.
Whiskey, 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 dot November, Oscar, 1, PapaCharlie.org.
November, Oscar, 1, TC.org. Dirty whiskey, 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 dot net. November, Oscar, 1, PapaCharlie.org.
There's a whole bunch of stuff here I think you'll find it very interesting, because he talks about different grounding in your shack and stuff like that. And send me that email, so I'll have yours, and I've got stuff I may copy and send to you.
Will do. Thank you, Ed.
Rule I would add to your book, maybe rule number 2, it's a hobby, have fun. Continue, we'll be talking some more. I'm probably going to close my station. I may be monitoring for the station that I'm closed right now. Still play the plan in the next couple of days.
Finished with Mr. Ed, and this is KO4WWZ. I have to go to sleep because I got to be up early for work. Thanks to all who contributed to this conversation, or this roundtable. And I very much appreciate all your advice. And Mr. Ed, I will send you that email first thing after I secure my station, so that way you have my email immediately. To everyone still listening, this is KO4WWZ73. God bless, and I hope you have a good night and get some rest. KO4WWZ Clinic.